Good evening and good evening. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Thank you for coming and listening. Tonight, we're talking about life. We care about life and we do everything we can to keep living, which is a good thing. But how much do we care about our lives? Do we really care about them? The question to be asked is, what's the real meaning of life?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It.
Hey, everybody, how about that?
We feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Okay, let's start this.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome,
thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Okay, so now we've gotten all of that out of the way. And we're talking about life today. Life can be defined as the existence of an individual or an animal, living matter that shows certain attributes that include responsiveness, growth, energy transformation, and reproduction. That's what we're talking about in terms of life. But what do we do? What do we do about this? How do we think our lives are going up to this point? What about you? How do you think your life is going up to this point? What do you think happens after life? And up to now, what are some of the important life lessons you have learned? If tomorrow was your last day to live, what would you do? I thought about that, and I thought about it, and I thought about it again. I honestly don't know if I knew that tomorrow was my last day. What would I do today? Maybe call up all my relatives and my family and tell them I love them. That could be one of the things, because from what I understand, the biggest regret that people have when they're in the hospitals or wherever they are and they know that they're going to die, they have regrets. And the regret is that they didn't spend enough time with their families. And they know that this is it. And they won't have that opportunity anymore. And that's one of the biggest regrets that people have. Well, I don't think we want to have a regret like that. As a matter of fact, I don't think we should have regrets at all. But it depends on how long you've lived and what you've gone through. There may be some kind of regrets, you know, I wish I had done this and I wish I had done that, which is why when we get opportunities to do things, we should try them. Now, everything is not going to go right. Not everything, but some of them will. But you won't know if you don't try. And then I heard someone say, well, I'm going to try to do this and do that. And then the person they were talking to said, take the try out of that. Take the try out of it and do it. Just do it. So that you won't be lying there on your deathbed saying, I wonder if I had done that, what would have happened? Let's try it and see. You know, if you fail, that's okay, because you learn when you fail. Well, we should learn when we fail. Sometimes we have to fail more than once in order to learn. But just try to do something different so that you won't have all those regrets. Well, I regret that I didn't do this, and I regret that I didn't do that. Sometimes we can redo things, and then sometimes we can't. So you think about that. If tomorrow was your last day, what would you do? What would you do? And maybe by the end of the program, I will have thought of something, but I don't know. I don't know. So I will ask you when I come back. I'm going to take a break, and I want you to tell me what you would do if tomorrow was your last day.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you. Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and I think my producer liked that commercial because they played it twice, but it's okay. We're still talking about life. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about life. That's something really precious. We have to know that it's precious because Christ died for us to have life, and he said to have it more abundantly. He didn't give it to us to sit back and just moan and groan. He gave it to us for us to do something, and he has set an assignment for each one of us. And what we should be doing is trying to find what he wants us to do. If you have a passion for something, a real passion, you want to go towards that because that could be something that he put inside of you. And you always know that when you're doing God's will, you're going to be on the right track. So I don't know. I don't know, guys. What do you think about life? I was reading when this lady said she thought that her life was not really very good when she was young. She just couldn't wait to grow up because her family was poor and she had dreams of a better life. And a lot of people grow up that way. She said that there were many things that she wanted, things that people on TV had, and things that people who were successful had. And, of course, like a lot of us, she thought that the purpose, the whole purpose of life was to become financially successful. And when she said she looked around, that's what everybody was striving to be, very successful. And I want to be a mogul and a billionaire. I thought if I was successful, I could get whatever I wanted. And success in this world was measured by the things that you had. But you know what? You're not going to be able to take anything with you. Nothing will you be taking. I don't care how successful you've been or how much money you have accumulated. You will not be taking any of that when you leave here. And we should all know that, because a lot of times people want to be sent off. Their funeral caskets are like Cadillacs, and some people are standing up, and, you know, just all sorts of things. I don't know. I went to not a funeral, but a memorial of a young lady who was one of my guests, and she passed away on May the 6th. And her mom, instead of, she said she could not do the funeral thing, she had her cremated. And she had a function for her. She had rented a space and, you know, had food and everything. And all of the people whose lives that the young lady had touched were there in the room, and the room was packed. It was packed. They had standing room. So she wanted to have everyone who had some kind of encounter with her daughter to stand and say something. As a matter of fact, she came around and asked me if I would give a toast. And of course, I stood up, and I had a glass, but my glass was empty, so I couldn't take that up there. But anyway, she wanted me up there to say something about her child. And I thought it was amazing that all those people in the room, she had touched them in one way or another. And it was amazing to me, but I thought it was a kind of a good gesture. Mom said she couldn't deal with the funeral. She couldn't deal with that, so she decided on something different. And I think it was wonderful. The only thing I could do was say whatever I said and raise my hand to her, and everyone else raised their hand to her, you know, and repeated her name. But she was only 52 years old. And if you think about 52 years, that's not a lot of years. But she spent it just doing stuff. I mean, she was the type of person, she had been ill for a while, and the doctor told her he was going to give her something, and that it might make her hallucinate. And so it did, and as her mom was sitting there, she said, "Oh, Mom, look at that shark go by," you know, or something like that. And she would say, "Well, look at the eagle," or just something, because she was hallucinating. So when the doctor came back in, he said, "Have you had any hallucinations?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay, I'm going to give you something for that." And she said, no, don't give me anything. She said, "I'm enjoying these. They're very entertaining." So the doctor said, "You are the first person that I ever had to say that." So she was just that type of person. Her personality was over the top. I've never heard her say make a down comment or say anything bad about anybody else, but she was just a nice person to know. And then you wonder, I've heard people say, well, you know, why does God allow these bad things to happen, you know? But we live in a sinful world. We live in a sinful world, and a lot of sinful things do happen, and we have to be aware of that. But we have the Holy Spirit in us who will lead us and guide us and help us if we listen to Him. Now, a lot of people might be listening and say, well, you know, I don't believe in that, yada, yada, yada. Well, you know, you can believe what you want to believe, but I know that Christ is real because one day He called my name. So, you know, when God calls you out, you have to listen. So, I don't know. People have their own opinions about life and what it should be. The majority of the time, I find, is that people try to run their own lives, and that's what gets us into a lot of trouble, because I'm going to do it my way. And because of the fact that we are sinful people, most of the time, our way is the wrong way. And we end up into more trouble than we would have had we depended upon Christ. So that's one thing I learned about Abraham and Lot. When they ended up, they were both very wealthy with animals and, you know, had a lot of people working for them, and Lot's people and Abraham's people didn't get along because they both had a lot of animals and they needed, you know, we need to come over here and let my animals eat. Well, no, mine were here first and this and that. So he said, let us not have any strife against us. So you choose what side you want to, you know, go to with your men and your animals. And of course, Lot took the best. He looked around, he saw the best and the greenest grass and, you know, everything like that. So that's the way he chose. The only thing about that, it was close to a sin city, Sodom. And he started inching towards there to the point where he soon was living in Sodom, which was a sin-filled city, because Christ just couldn't take it anymore. God couldn't, and he told Abraham, I'm going to destroy it. But because Abraham's nephew, Lot, was in there, he did share information. And Lot, I'm telling you how close God were. It was like he said, well, if you can find 50, you know, will you save the land? And God told him, yeah, if I can find 50, you know, good people in the city, I'll save the land. Then he went down to 40. Anyway, he ended up with 10. Was it 10? Anyway, God couldn't find 10 people in the whole city that were worthy to live. So, you know, and then the angels that he sent had to drag Lot and his folks out. But anyway, that's another story. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about life. You have to be very careful about your life. Your life no longer, if you are a part of God's family, your life no longer belongs to you. It belongs to Christ, because he's the one that died for you. And he's on your side. That's the good thing. He's on your side, and he's going to help you to do the right thing. Although we know that, you know, from time to time, we're going to go the wrong way. But all we have to do is ask for forgiveness, and we're back in good standing. So, I don't know when you think about your life, but I think my life is very precious, and I really want to live it like I'm supposed to. And like I was saying about the young lady who was talking about her life, and when she couldn't wait to grow up, and what she said she would do, one day I'll just drink soda whenever I want, and I'll buy ice cream, and I'll eat at a restaurant whenever I want to go, and I'll go on trips, and I'm going to college, and I'll get a good job, and I'll have my own apartment and drive around in my own car. And one day I'll live in my own house. You know, it's different. One day she did get married, and she and her husband had a small home, and they had invited friends over, and the friends had children. So what they did, they ate the dinner, and then they started playing games, the adults and the children. And the kids started, you know, just running and jumping and just having a good time. And everybody had a good time, great time. So the couple asked them to come to their home. And this couple had a huge home with all of these rooms and everything. And of course, he gave them the grand tour in this room, this room, this room. And what the young lady saw was that the kids upstairs, each one was in their bedroom. Each person, each child was in their own bedroom. And then one child was downstairs in the basement watching TV alone. And then the adults were in the living room alone. So it was not like when they had come to their home and everybody was together and having fun. So that just lets you know you can have all of the money in the world you want, but how does that make you? It just seemed to me that when she said that and I thought about it, it seemed to me like it was a sad life. You know, we have all this money, but everyone is in their own separate room and doing their own thing, and nobody's together. And it's a family. Family should do family stuff, family things. You don't have to have a mansion to be happy. You really don't. Some people think they do, but you really don't. So I don't know. What do you think? All you have to do is press the 1 and let me know how you feel about your life at this point right now. Are you doing what you think that you should be doing? Or are you anticipating doing something else? I don't know. You let me know when we come back. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and tonight we're talking about life. We'll be right back.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Jesus said, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give." Listen to our internet radio station at touchofgodradio.org. where you will find out your true identity in Christ. You can use the light that is within you to replace the darkness in this world. Go into all the world today with touchofgodradio.org.
Hi, I'm Sherry with the Lemonade Stand. As the weather warms, your risk of exposure to mosquito and tick-borne illnesses increases. Please keep these tips in mind when outdoors. Wear light-colored clothing, apply repellent, avoid high grassy areas, check yourself after returning, and remove any attached ticks promptly, only with a tick removal device or tweezers, avoiding any home remedies. This has been a community service announcement courtesy of the Lemonade Stand.
What's up, y'all? This is your bro, Robbie Newborn, Christian rap evangelist, ministry leader, and founder of GDT Walking Out Ministries, a drug awareness, peer mentoring, and counseling ministry that spreads a message of hope to the hopeless, bringing the gospel to the street. I am a recovery specialist, intervention, drug prevention professional, so if you're looking for a counselor or counseling or someone to just talk to, please call me at 484-525-9832. My website is www.rdsjr.com. God bless you all from all of us at GDT, Walking Out Ministries, and Team God. Peace and Christ love. Come on.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at CarlaCook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back. This is the Jenny White Show, and we are talking about life tonight. We're talking about if tomorrow was your last day to live, what would you do? And like I said earlier, I am still pondering over that. I don't know what I would do because so many things that I want to do now that if I only had one day, it would not be enough. So what does that tell you? That tells me that I need to get up and start doing some stuff. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I would like to know what some of you think that you would do if tomorrow was your last day to live. Because all kinds of things happen. People get dementia, Alzheimer's, and if you've gotten that, that's the end. That, to me, is the end. Because there's nothing really that you can do. There is nothing after that that you can do. Okay, I have a caller who wants to tell me what she's gonna do if tomorrow was her last day. Hi, caller. How you doing?
And how are you, Miss Jenny White?
I'm just fine.
I have heard it said that you are supposed to live each day of your life as if it were the last day.
Yes.
And, you know, it, like you say, you just can't squeeze everything into one day. But you're supposed to live as if every single day might be your last on this earth. I got through celebrating the life of my aunt. She was 90. And we were talking about how what she did with her life. Okay, she had her children, all of it. But when we did her celebration, she liked to travel. She's been to India, China, all over. She worked, did good at her work, raised her girls as best she could, bought her a house. And then she traveled, China, Japan, India. get all over to see what she wanted. So then when she became bedridden, there was nothing that, you know, her health started to debilitate. She was sad. There was a satisfaction knowing that she had worked, retired, bought her home, did the things that she wanted to do and stuff like that. Went to church. She, you know, she interpreted for the deaf. She helped a lot of deaf people out and things like that. She did what she wanted to. And then, so then when we found out, you know, she had her leg removed and stuff. But when it came her time, she was just ready, you know. She just went on like she went on to sleep. But you should
live
every single
day. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Every single day of your life is every single day.
And she probably had no regrets.
But no regrets at all. You know, when it was time, hey, Lord Jesus, come get me. It's fine. She just turned 90 in April 16th. And May the 20th, she was gone. But she did everything she wanted to. She traveled. Tell people. You know, we laughed because she was passing out gospel tracts in China to the people.
Oh,
she
wow.
was there, and she got arrested, you know. She got arrested, and they had to take her.
In China.
In China, yeah. You know, but you get passed out saying, master, what it was. She told him what it was. Man had to fill out all the papers. And she sat there about 3 or 4 hours and then let her go, you know, or something like that. But she, you know, she lived her life. You have to value the time that you have.
That's right.
So when it comes, it's nothing, you know, no regrets at all. And one thing they found out was that even before then, she had already paid for her casket funeral. Everything was already paid for years ago. And my cousin said, "Charlotte was in there signing the papers, and everything was fine."
Wow.
You have to prepare for that, yeah. But we're supposed to live our lives as if every single day is going to be our last on this earth. I just wanted to interject that.
Well, I appreciate that because I think that's good. And like you said, she didn't have any regrets. Because she had done all those things, I think I would have been afraid to be arrested in China. But
you know, pass not these tracks, you know, and people just
I know.
Up, you know.
But I mean, and that's a good thing. That's the Great Commission. We are supposed to tell others about Christ. That's what he left. That's the assignment that he left us here to do.
Yeah. And she
so,
did that,
A lot of us don't know that, but that's our assignment, is to tell others about Christ, because Christ wants everybody to be saved.
That's
now,
true.
We know that,
he wants everybody to be saved,
but we know
but don't let it be
that,
because you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
Now, that's it.
That's it.
One of us has a mission. Wherever we go, we're supposed to be talking about Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So I
just
think the greatest.
One minister, well-known televangelist, he said this: "You don't want to be sitting on the bedpan in the nursing home and
oh
wishing it worked harder."
Oh
and
my
that's
gosh!
That's up there, amen. Sitting on the bedpan, wish you had really pushed higher with your life. You don't want that kind of regret.
Well, that was the one other thing. I didn't say what you said, but I said lying in the in your hospital bed with regrets. And I wonder what would have happened if I had done this. I wonder what would have happened, what would have happened if I had done that. No, do this, do that.
Do it.
Don't wonder.
Get it done,
Don't wonder.
Get it done and do it right.
And then you can say, well, I'm glad I did that. It didn't work out, but I'm glad I did it.
Even if it fails, you get up and do.
Right. When you fall down, you get back up.
It is.
But
that's
see,
true. Yeah.
Your aunt was doing it. She was doing it. And I think we all
she had
should.
All her teeth. She had all her original teeth in her mouth.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. She never lost
Are you
her teeth.
Kidding?
All of
all right.
Yes, she did.
Okay, that's a good thing. Most of us sleep.
That,
Most of us sleep in one room and our teeth are in the other one.
Stop talking about me.
I'm just saying.
It's a good life.
No, I was just saying that's what we all should want to do. Yeah. Live the best life that we can while we can. Don't sit back and say, I wish. Come on, just get up and try something. Let's do it. It may not work, and that's okay.
You might be afraid, but do it anyway,
Do it
as long as
anyway.
Do it anyway.
Some things you have to do when you are afraid. I know that.
Okay,
I know that from experience because I was wasn't a track, but I was taking my son to school every day one summer. He was doing summer school. And I would pass by this group of people and they just looked lost. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, they don't even have a clue who you are. So I came home and typed up James 4:2, which said, you have not because you ask not. You can't get any plainer than that. You don't have it because you didn't ask for it. See, that's what Christ is telling us. So I typed that up, and on the bottom, I kind of stapled a dollar. And that, just
pass
trying to get their get their attention. The only thing was I was afraid. I was scared to death. So when I got out of the car with the papers, I went into this store. It was a store right there. And I went all the way to the back, and I stooped down, and God told me, he said, Virginia, if you stay here, they're going to think you're stealing something. So you're going to have to get up. I said, Lord, you're right. But the thing of it is, he will help you. And the thing when I came out, there was a bench that they had there, and there was a couple of men sitting on the bench, and I started by handing them, a couple of sheets. And I started walking towards everybody else, and there in the middle of the street was one of my old students. And he looked at me and asked me, what are you doing here? And after that, because they knew him, I was okay. Because he started walking with me. So God will give you, help when you need it. And I so needed that help. But, I appreciate that my student was there. I didn't like the fact
gave
that
you
he
witness.
Was
gave you witness.
Yeah,
gave
but
you
I
witness.
Mean, you know, it and it was a blessing, and I got a huge blessing out of that. And God will bless you. He definitely will.
Yeah.
You working for him? Oh yeah, you got it coming.
Oh yeah.
So I would rather be in his will than out of his will.
Yeah.
Because ain't nothing going on out of his will that can really. I mean, you might be a little bit happy. You know what I'm saying? You happy.
There's a type of joy and satisfaction you get when you know you've done in accordance with what you believe he wants you to do. Yeah, it means so much.
Right.
Yeah, it means
right.
so much.
It
so
does.
When you do, you're not afraid. You're not, you're comfortable.
Right.
You're comfortable. That means a lot.
But
yeah.
he knew I was, and he sent me someone to be with me.
Oh yeah.
So
right
that's
there.
The part I liked about it,
Thanks so much, Dwight.
Thank you for starting that off. Thank you for helping me to remember.
It is. Oh yeah.
But
love
there's some more stuff I need to do though. But listen, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that. And any of you other people that would like to have something to say, come on. You can tell me, or you can tell us, rather, because we're listening. And it's all good. It's all good. You don't have to be ashamed about anything. So come on and let's talk about it, which is the name of the show. We're listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills. Over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Today, we are talking about life. We are talking about doing things before other things happen that inhibit us or stop us from trying to do anything. And we all have an opportunity. We make choices. You can make a choice to live your life sitting and rocking in your chair, or you can make a choice to live your life and live it so that when time does come and tomorrow is your last day, then you won't have to worry about it. And that was the question for today. If tomorrow was your last day to live, what would you do? What would you do? And I've already told you, I have not a clue. Other than the fact that if I knew, and thank God we don't know, thank you that we don't know when our last day is, but I think if I thought that tomorrow was my last day, then I would just be praying all day today. I mean, you know. What else could I do? So I don't know. I'd like to know about the rest of you. And I forgot to ask my caller what would she have done. But I'm asking you guys, now that you're there, It's almost time to go, but I need you to think about it and tell me, what do you think you would do if you knew that tomorrow was your last day to live? What would you do? I just told you. It took me most of the show to think about it, because you know in the beginning I hadn't thought about it, didn't know. But I think that would be the only thing that I would do. I wouldn't go to the movies because it's my last day. No, that's not what I want to do. That's not what I'd want to do. I would want to be with my family. And like I said, I'd just be praying if that was the last chance I would have. So let me know. Let me know what you would do. So when I come back, I will give you my final thoughts. And this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And tonight we've been discussing life. I don't know, what do you think? My final thoughts are, number one, live every day with a fresh new start. Number two, be true to who you are. Don't try to be someone else, because that's not you. You want to be just like Sue. Well, guess what? you can't. So just be who you are. Another one is quit complaining. Quit complaining. How much complaining do we do? It's always something that's going wrong. We need to quit complaining. We need to be proactive. And rather than think, what if, think next time. Create your own opportunities and live how you would like to live each day. Now, if tomorrow was your last day to live, think about what would you do. My final thing to say is if you have an expert who says, well, you know, I don't think it can be done, then you know what? Find another expert, okay? And that's the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you and good night.